This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Following the success of last year, the Tunbridge Wells Poetry Festival is back, bigger and better than ever. Headline acts include Henry Normal, returning to his poetic roots, having collaborated with the likes of Steve Coogan and Carolina Hearn. Also appearing, Costa Prize winner Hannah Lowe and Royal Harpist Anne Denham, performing with poet Chris Tutton. Opening on Sunday the 5th of June, the festival promises a full 3 weeks of community-based poetry for all. And one of the organisers, David Smith, believes there really will be something for everyone.
Our strapline needs poetry for all, big or small, and that's certainly what we're aiming to offer. We've got stuff that's for serious poets who like poetry on the page, or a fun day that really is inclusive, and that includes a lot of activities for children as well.
West Kent is blessed with many unique performance venues, and between the festival opening and closing at the famous Tunbridge Wells Forum, audiences will be taken on a poetry journey from pubs and cafes to parks and forests.
We're all over the place. The main one that we're really pleased to include this year is the Trinity Theatre, but we're in pubs ranging from Southborough through to Rusthall. We're in two different churches doing music and poetry performances.
The festival also aims to be an interactive experience. One of the organisers, Pepe Scott, explains how visitors are encouraged to explore poetry through a wide range of workshops.
From workshops for absolute beginners, people who've never even thought of writing a poem before, right up to people who write regularly and perhaps want to look at a new angle such as mythology or nature. We have a lovely alfresco workshop taking place out on the Ashdown Forest. One of the workshops, in fact, is a performance poetry workshop with a great performance poet coming down from London, and we've deliberately scheduled it at the beginning of the festival so people learn how and then come along to attend some of our numerous open mic evenings.
Yes, for those brave enough to share their own poetry, there are also various open mic opportunities. One of the local poets performing at the festival is Susan Norville, who has been collating and editing poetry and prose from writers across the country for the past couple of months. The anthology was born out of Susan's horror at the unfolding events in Ukraine, and the book is entirely for charity, with all money raised benefiting Disasters Emergency Committee for Ukraine.
So this charity publication is going out hopefully early August, and it's published in association with Boudicca Press.
One of the poems included in the anthology is Susan's own poem that kick-started the project, called The Sunflower Seeds.
"Carry these in your pocket," she said. "It's still spring in Ukraine. Though artillery fire drowns the birdsong, yet this small hope will remain. When you die, they'll live," she said, "bruised but uncrushed in the fray, a golden sight for the future when the suffering's gone away. Carry these in your pocket," she said, as her eyes dilated in pain, and the fire in her gaze condemned him. "It's still spring in my country, Ukraine."
For more details on the anthology, you can follow Susan on Instagram at Susan Norville Writing. And to buy tickets for the festival, it's twpoetryfestival.com. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.